high-level Israelis and Palestinians are talking for the first time in nearly 2 years, and one of the things they're evidently talking about is a meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. While the situation is hardly rosy, that is the rare, encouraging thing we've had to say about Israelis and Palestinians in the recent past. And much of the change has to do with Mr. Abbas, who is commonly referred to as Abu Mazen. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Jerusalem. Peter, what has Abu Mazen been up to?
Well, he has been talking the talk, you might say, saying that corruption must end within his own Fatah movement, which dominates the Palestinian Authority. He's been saying the violence must end, that the armed factions must lay down their weapons and allow the PA to work on a diplomatic solution, negotiated solution to the occupation of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. And then he's also been walking the walk to a certain extent. He has been working towards a ceasefire with the armed factions. He has been imposing law and order down in the Gaza Strip. Small steps, but very welcomed.
I've heard from people in Washington over the past a week or so, people who've dealt with Abu Mazen, with Mahmoud Abbas over the years, that they're not just impressed, they're surprised. This is not a man who has radiated action throughout his life. He's been a very quiet, behind-the-scenes figure.
That's true. And there are some Palestinian analysts here who are now wondering if that was his nature, as they always thought, or if, in fact, it was deferring to Yasser Arafat. Now, we have to remember that when he was prime minister in his very short term, he did make certain kinds of improvements along these same lines, but he was not permitted or did not, for whatever reason, go as far as he has now. And people are liking what they see so far, and we have to add the inevitable caveat that things could still go wrong, and in fact are beginning, warning signs are starting to show even today.
For example?
Well, for example, we had the first mortar attacks in central Gaza, an area where the Palestinian security forces have not deployed. They're just beginning to do that today. But as the first in over a week, it is the main thing that Abu Mazen had said he needed to control and wanted to stop. There were no injuries from that, but there was Israeli gunfire in response, and a very young girl, preschool Palestinian girl, was shot and killed in her home. The Israeli army is looking into it.
Now, if in fact the Israelis are impressed with what Mahmoud Abbas is doing in Gaza, what are they doing or saying they're doing in response to show that there's some benefit to him for doing these things?
Well, what we're hearing is from Israeli sources that a decision has been conveyed to the Palestinians that they will suspend the targeted killings or assassinations of wanted Palestinian militants. The word we're getting is that so long as the Palestinian attacks are halted, those targeted killings will not be carried out. Now, there was, of course, a shooting during an arrest raid today, but the Israelis seem to consider that in a different category.
As you've said, Mahmoud Abbas operated for years in the shadow of Yasser Arafat, who led the Palestinian movement for decades. I get the impression that he's not finding resistance among Palestinians to walk out of that shadow. That is, people seem ready for a new era in terms of Palestinian leadership.
I think they are. I think there is a certain amount of nervousness that this new era not give up on some of their core demands, some of which, of course, are highly controversial to the Israelis, such as the right of Palestinian refugees to return and things of that nature. But there is a definite feeling that a corner has been turned and that this is an opportunity for them to enact some real democratic reform, show that they're capable of having a more or less democratic government, and that they can run their own affairs. Now, they're still under military occupation, and it has made things very difficult in a lot of economic and social and other ways. And there's still the ongoing seething anger at that and the violence that seems to bubble up no matter what efforts are made to keep it down. But there is a feeling now, let's give this new person a chance, and I think that's what we're seeing.
Peter, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Robert.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from Jerusalem.